Page 11. Music. The didgeridoo. Australia has not only given us some of the most unique animals in the world, it is also home to one of the oldest and most unusual instruments ever played. The didgeridoo is a wind instrument first played by Australian Aborigines in the north of the country. Cave and rock paintings showing the didgeridoo suggest that the instrument has been played for about 2,000 years. People in the West have only played the instrument for about 30 years and have only played it in a traditional Aboriginal style for about 10 years. The instrument. Today's didgeridoos can be made from bamboo, cactus, plastic, glass, clay, metal, and other materials. But the traditional instrument was made from the hollow trunks of trees such as the eucalyptus. The trees are naturally hollowed out by termites, which burrow in the ground and lay their eggs there. Their larvae eat up the inside of the eucalyptus tree. Didgeridoos can be between 1 and 3 meters long, although most are about 1.2 meters. The sound the didgeridoo makes is difficult to describe, although most people say that it's earthy and haunting. To play the instrument, players vibrate their lips, breathe air in through their noses, and simultaneously expel stored air using their tongue and cheeks. Not easy. Did you know? In 2005, the British Medical Journal published a study which found that playing the didgeridoo reduces snoring and daytime sleepiness. It also helps people with sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, your throat closes and you briefly stop breathing, and this wakes you up. If you exercise your airways, this disorder improves. All you need to do is to play the didgeridoo for 25 minutes a day. There are some modern recordings of players playing continuously for over 40 minutes. They probably have no sleep problems. And a joke. How do you learn to play the didgeridoo? You don't. You just didgeridoo it.